As we do every Thursday, just after 3:20, we head over to the West Side, Ivy Tech Community College, and the chancellor is our great friend, Eric Coyne. Eric, good afternoon. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm good. Coming out of my first state board of trustees meeting with the Ivy Tech trustees. So it was a great 2 days, and I am excited to get back to Bloomington and back on campus.
Now, so is that in Indianapolis at the home office? Where do you guys get together for such high-level discussions?
They rotate. So in April, it was actually in Bloomington, and yesterday and today, we were in Terre Haute. So I got to visit and tour the Terre Haute campus, so that was fun. It's always nice to see, you know, get some ideas of what other campuses are doing, and so we got to go over there and really got a lot of great information coming out, and got to meet the trustees and all the other chancellors, which was really great, and cross-flow some ideas and, you know, develop some relationships. So that's, I think, really important for our campus and for our community to learn kind of what other campuses and communities are doing, so we can, you know, all enhance our programs.
There you go. Steal their ideas. That's exactly what it is there for. So this is the statewide meeting that happens once a month. So you've had a busy week. You opened the doors on Monday for summer school. Tell me how it went. That's your first time welcoming a fresh group of fresh faces to campus.
We did. It was fun. You know, I wandered around a little bit and met a couple of students, saw some that were registering, and it was great. And then I was in meetings like all day, the rest of the day, Monday and all day Tuesday. So it was,
work.
It does, right? And so, but tomorrow's actually, we've got a couple of different cohorts that are going to be on campus tomorrow for our ASAP program, which is that accelerated learning, the 1 year, you know, 1 year, get 2 years done in 1 year. And those folks are all going to be on campus tomorrow. So I've got a meeting with them, and I get to meet them and their cohort. So that's going to be really looking forward to that and connecting with them. So it's been a busy week, but great things going on. The students are back. We're alive, and you can tell the parking lot's fuller. And so, you know, they're there. They're all in the classroom studying hard. So it's great.
Now, the other part of this new summer starting up, the 8 weeks, this is not, you haven't missed anything. You just, school just starts this week. 8 more weeks on the docket before the fall 8 weeks in 16 weeks begins, if you're into that. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But we've seen stories and heard reports about how perhaps the student population of Indiana University during the summer has been awfully quiet, awfully reduced. Due to, well, I guess taking online classes or there's a ton of factors of why that is. How is your enrollment for summertime? Are you following that pattern? Are you seeing more people doing things virtually or coming to the campus? Because we know high school kids can come for free. We know that you've got all these great programs going on. Has this affected you guys at all?
Not really. We're seeing enrollments pretty steady for the summer. Compared to last year, there is, you know, we offer the free online programs in the summer to high schoolers. So that kind of gives us a bump, if you will. So we do tend to see fairly decent usage. I don't have the exact numbers on that, but we see some pretty good usage from high school kids taking advantage of that program. So that helps us sustain and keep our numbers stay up. And then we have a lot of the college kids that come home for the summer will hop on and either come in person or take a online class through us. So we've been, you know, for the most part, we haven't seen a huge change in our numbers, a slight increase over last year.
And then the other part of that question or that equation would be, are people still coming to campus or is it an online or?
It's a mix. We see a pretty strong mix. It kind of depends. You know, we've got all the healthcare programs that are still going and nursing programs that started back up and things like that. And so, you know, those are all hands-on, so they're on campus. And so we have there's labs and there's other things happening. So there's a mix of online and in-person. The campus is definitely more alive than it was, a few weeks ago right after graduation. So I definitely can see a difference, you know, the Roly-Poly is a great supporter. The Roly-Poly extends there. You know, when the business people extend their hours to accommodate more people.
Oh, good.
That's a good sign that the campus is coming back to life and people are coming back on campus. Roly-Poly has been a great supporter. And and appreciate them being over there and really helping us out. So it's their hours are now, you know, summer hours have extended a little bit, and so that's a help for us as well. And it gives you an idea that, you know, there's plenty of people there to support having that open more hours, so there's more students on campus, which is always fun.
Eric Coyne, the chancellor at Ivy Tech, checks in with us every Thursday in the first week of the summer. 8 weeks is going on as we speak, but that means for those who are not being involved and looking ahead to August, I don't want to get to August just yet, but you can start enrolling for August now. Go ahead, get ahead, stay ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, give us a call, 330-6013, 812-330-6013, and, you know, we'll get you started. We'll do a whole review with you and see where academically, you know, we hook you up with a coach, and we can get you pointed in the right direction and get your academic career started and get you registered for fall classes. They do start on August 21st, so, you know, you've got plenty of time, but I wouldn't wait. I would get in there and get things knocked out right now. You know, one of the really cool things we got going on this summer is career demos for folks down at the Monroe County Library. So it's designed for teens on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m., starting June 14th and every other week. So June 14th, June 28th, July 12th, July 19th. A lot of really cool demos. This on the 14th, they're going to be our entrepreneurship and IT program is going to be there. The 28th, our HVAC and industrial tech departments are going to do some electrical activities. The July 12th will be the nursing and health sciences. And then on July 19th, the culinary and hospitality department is going to host a board building activity to teach you about building your own charcuterie and fruit and cheese boards. And so
you always start with the cheese.
I wanted to get to the last one because I knew that would be right up your alley.
So that's exactly right.
Yeah, so
the experts tell me you always start with the cheese. You put the cheese first because it takes up the most room. You can't try to wedge that in there later. You got to get in there.
Get in there. Yeah, I learned how to make a salami rose. So, you know, my charcuterie game has stepped up a notch. So
I like that.
Pretty cool.
Your five-tool cool, chancellor. Yeah. Five-tool chancellor. He can do it all, kids. He can do everything. Eric Coyne is our guest. Tuesdays at the Tech, you just had one a couple of days ago. Is that still going on all summer, or is that more during the school year?
No, it's going on. Swing on by on Tuesdays. We're, you know, every Tuesday we're out there 3 to 5. The next one will be June 13th. And so, you know, look forward to having you come out, learn all about Ivy Tech, see how we can help you out. So if you're kind of wondering, you know, is this for me? Is it something I should do? Yes. Swing on by Tuesday afternoon, 3 to 5, and we'll show you, give you a tour of campus, talk to you about your academic plans and goals, and get you squared away. It's a great event, and counselors are there and to really work with everybody. So it's a great, you know, walk-in kind of event. You don't need an appointment. Just drop on in.
And I think that's something that we do a good job of reminding people who perhaps are listening for the first time or have people in their spheres now getting ready for this. You have folks on hand daily to help people. This is not a drive-through education process where you sign a form, then they give you an online link to show up. No, this is the full experience. You have guidance counselors, career counselors. You have people that will plan out what you need to take, how you need to do it. So don't be afraid, because this staff you have is outstanding.
No, absolutely. They are top notch. They care deeply about student success and getting you to the finish line. They're going to walk you through it. They're going to help you the whole way. We've got just a whole group around, you know, not just getting you enrolled, right? Just to help you get enrolled. And then once you get enrolled, we've got a tutoring center. We've got a nice library. We've got a student center. We've got, I think I mentioned it last week, you know, we've got the Zen Den where, you know, if it's too much, you know, we've got a place you can go and kind of, you know, we've got a little sand thing to rake the sand. We've got a recliner in there. You can chill out, take some time off. Where, you know, we basically have, you know, full service, help students throughout the experience, and really want to make sure that not only do you have a great experience at Ivy Tech, but we prepare you and we set you up for success in your future. And that I think is the part that's really important. Is it's not just about did I pass the class. It's did I pass these classes in a way that I am going to learn skills that are going to help me in my career and in my future? And I think that's what really is inspiring about what we do and what we bring to the table.
Yeah.
You're not just there to pass your class. We're there to help you really launch your career and launch into whatever's next for you and be prepared for that.
And that's a great way of putting it. Every end justifies a mean, or every mean justifies something. Like, yes, it's all purpose. It is all purpose driven. But you guys are known to have a little bit of fun out there in the Center for Lifelong Learning. We're helping kids this summer. We're helping adults and all parties in between.
We are. There's camps are going on. The kids are there now. That's always fun to see. The Shreve Hall is full of other activities and lots going on there. We've got a wine tasting class coming up later this summer and a lot of different offerings, watercolor, painting, ceramics, homesteading, music. I mean, there's something there for everybody. This summer, those are coming up. The CLL classes, those lifelong learning classes, their enrollment is a little different than the academic programs that are on that 8-week cycle. So a lot of those are one afternoon class, maybe a Saturday afternoon or an evening class, something like that. So you definitely enroll in those all the way up to the end. So I encourage you to check out our lifelong learning site on ivytech.com/Bloomington and check out the lifelong learning site. There are a lot of things going on. In addition to the lifelong learning, one thing I want to talk about a little bit is the scholarship deadline's coming up, though, the 15th of July. So we talked about registration being, by the 21st of August. We try and get those scholarships. We need those scholarship applications to come in by the 15th of July. We expect to award more than $150,000 in scholarships this fall. This coming academic year. So really, really would encourage folks to, if they're interested in applying, just come on in and see what we offer early. Don't wait till, don't wait till August. Come on in early because there's some benefits. And one of those is the July 15th and is our scholarship program. So
make
sure I touched on that.
Yeah. If anybody is going to reduce your costs, Ivy Tech, you have a proven track record of doing so over the last handful of years, and that will continue to do so. Well, the community college, we put the word community in there, and you've been helping out now for a couple of years with blood drives, and that has not ended because just like food pantries, blood banks always need to be refilled, and not this Wednesday, yesterday, but next Wednesday. You're back in action. Tell me what days we can do that next week and how we get involved to donate blood.
Yeah, Wednesday and Friday next week. Wednesday, June 14th, will be from 1 to 6 p.m., and Friday, June 16th, will be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Center for Life Sciences building. So not in our main building, but the Center for Life Sciences building, which is right behind us. But if you come to the main building, we'll make sure we get you to the right place. So, but you can visit redcrossblood.org to get signed up, and search zip code 47404, and you can come on out. We'd love to see you, and come on over and take a tour of campus as well. We're always looking to have folks come visit campus, which we also have, if folks need a place to host a meeting or an event, check us out. We can accommodate up to 300 people, and for most events, we don't charge a room fee. So really, trying to get folks out, get them on campus, see where we are, what we offer, and we have a variety of different room sizes and looking to accommodate people. You can, again, 812-330-6013. We can get you out there and visiting our facility. That's that's one of my goals, is help the community and get people out and see where we are so that, they can start helping us spread the Ivy Tech message and get out about. And, ultimately, when you launch a career, that helps our community. And so it takes all of us. We can all work on this together. We all help each other, and we can get our students launched out and doing great things in our region. So that's really a lot of things going on over on the campus and throughout our programs. I'm really excited to talk about them and spread our word.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you joining us every Thursday, even when you're on your way back from the big meetings. That is fantastic, Eric. Thanks for making time for us today.